following podcast is a special presentation of Answers for Elders featuring Evergreen Washelli.
Welcome back to the program. And we are here again the week before Memorial Day. And Mr. Dan White has been gracious enough to hang out with us for another segment because we want to talk about next weekend. And obviously, Memorial Day weekend is a huge weekend for you guys at Evergreen Washelli and at Abbey View. Dan is the Northern Territory Manager for Evergreen Washelli, and he oversees basically the Abbey View property in Briar. And for those of you that don't know where Briar is, it's kind of, what is it? It's between Linwood, Kenmore, Bothell.
Lake Forest Park and Mount Lake Terrace. They all kind of
converge. They go
kind
around.
Of in the center.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, nice area.
When I was driving there the other day, I was so struck by how beautiful of a drive it is to get to Abbey View. It's kind of tucked in a residential area, which makes it so nice. It's not, doesn't have bustling traffic and going around. And I just thought, wow, is it, you know, as busy as my day is, it's not very often that I get to go someplace and have such a pleasant drive. So yeah. It's a beautiful property.
Yes, it is. Thank you for visiting. And we get those compliments, quite often.
Yeah.
This has a nice, serenity to it.
Well, it is. And then, of course, you know, your largest facility, Evergreen Washelli, mm-hmm. I've known about that park for how many years and driven by it for 100 years that since I've lived in Seattle, since 78, since I got out of college.
Right.
So, you know, obviously you guys have been such a amazing part of this community, you know, really the heartbeat of this community for a long time.
Yes, yes, we have. Thank you for that. In fact, for Memorial Day, we're getting ready for our 91st annual Memorial Day service.
Wow.
And that's going to be on this coming Monday, of course, May 29th. It does start early at 7 a.m. is when we have the Boy Scouts that will be placing flags on all of the veterans' markers there in our Veterans Cemetery.
Very
but we also
nice.
Ask for volunteers to come out and we have plenty of flags, and they are welcome to go place those on other veterans or on other grave sites throughout the park.
So now, it's interesting because you shared in our previous segment, but for those of you that are just now tuning in, Dan, in your main cemetery, you have over 5,000 veterans interred. Is that correct?
Yes, at the that is at our veterans cemetery. It's actually it's known as a veterans memorial cemetery there within our park.
That so is amazing,
that. Yeah.
And you know, like you said, 91 years. That's a long time.
That is a long time. So we also have a very large concert that starts at 1:30 p.m. followed by a 2 p.m. ceremony,
wow.
And so we'll have some military officials that will be speaking, and then people can sign up to go on a tour of our Medal of Honor recipients.
Wow.
And so we have quite a few that are there, and generally it is done by one of the sons of one of those recipients, and so he'll take everybody on a tour that wants to go there.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, cool.
And what time again does that ceremony start?
At 1:30 for the
1:30.
Concert, and 2 o'clock is the actual cemetery.
That's
the
awesome.
Ceremony.
So, obviously, a lot of us may be going not only to Evergreen Washelli, but we may have you know, loved ones in other memorial parks.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, the goal here today is this, we all get caught up in barbecues and picnics,
yes.
and you know, all kinds of libations. But I think one of the things that I want to make sure that we don't forget the meaning behind Memorial Day. And many of us want to go honor our loved ones, and we want to be a part of something that has meaning. And so, Dan, I am so grateful. You're going to kind of give us like some do's and don'ts of, you know, what can we do to honor our loved ones?
Well, there's a lot of things. Certainly, if you have loved ones that are interred at any one of the local cemeteries, it's nice to go out there and just to reflect and to honor them,
mm-hmm.
for what they have done. But you can certainly do other things. A couple of those things would be like wearing a Memorial Day button or a pin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
certainly flying a flag at your home if that's something that you have available to you. But you could also attend religious services. Sometimes there are churches and such mm-hmm. that are honoring as far as the veterans and such to do that. Just if you don't have anybody who happens to be interred here, even locally, it's even nice just to go and walk through the various mm-hmm. cemeteries to honor those people who have fought for our freedom so much.
I have an interesting suggestion, too, is many of us have taken care of our senior loved ones, and then we had to say goodbye to them. And I know as a family caregiver, you're so wrapped up in the, you know, in the process of caring for that loved one that when they're gone, it takes a while to really process everything that you've been through. And I encourage people to use Memorial Day as a way to really get into grips of what, you know, memorialize what you experienced with that loved one. I know for me with my mom, you know, I think about the precious moments, the times that, you know, I was privileged to be a part of at the end of her life. And have an opportunity to be there as she took her last breath was a huge honor for me. And Memorial Day is a reminder for those of us that are taking care of senior loved ones or just recently have been yeah. To remember those precious times, remember the good times, because again, you know, you'll never get those times back again.
No, and you're absolutely right about that, Suzanne. It is a very good way for people to honor those that have passed before us because, you know, death occurs to us all. And, you know, there's going to be some point in everyone's life where they're going to lose mm-hmm. someone who is very precious to them. And in time, there will be those that will miss me or miss you mm-hmm. when our time comes. So it's very important to keep those memories alive of all those wonderful times that those people played in our life as far as growing and such.
So we are talking to Dan White. He is the Northern Territory Manager of Evergreen Washelli Abbey View Memorial Park in Briar.
Yes.
And Dan, you know, if I'm going to go out and let's just say I have a loved one in the local cemetery, mm-hmm. you know, everybody goes on Memorial Day and, you know, you go in there and you think about, well, you know, we need to go to the graveside and put some flowers on the grave. Give us some tips on how to do that most effectively on Memorial Day.
Well, usually, no matter which cemetery or memorial park that you go to, you can certainly stop by the office and certainly get a map or a location if you're unsure where the person is that you're looking for. And, and a lot of times they'll just take you out there and be able to show you. A lot of times you have vases that are placed in the ground with the marker.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't visited in a little while, then sometimes the grass will overgrow it and you won't be able to locate it. But certainly the cemetery staff can help you find and locate that vase that's there. Or they'll offer temporary vases for you to be able to use.
That's wonderful.
The other thing that you can do is take with you some cleaning supplies for that flush marker that may be in the ground.
Ah, good point.
And probably the best thing for that, believe it or not, is a powdered automatic dishwashing powder
really?
That you can use in some little water. And take a brush, but a non-metallic brush, mm-hmm. just one with plastic bristles or rubber, and then you can scrape it and it will help bring it back to life and have some good luster to it. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. keeps the granite looking shiny and good. You can take some scissors with you if you wish to trim around it and be able to do that.
That's wonderful.
Those are some good tips when you're out there. And just be respectful and enjoy your time. I mean, we have families that come out to Abbey View that will bring a picnic blanket and they'll unfold the blanket and they'll spend time with family and just make a day of it and just sit around and tell stories and have some food and,
We can
reminisce.
We can keep our fingers crossed that it's going to be nice weather for Memorial Day weekend.
We hope so.
With what we've had before, we're always, even though we have good weather today, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be that way next week, does it?
But we can hope so.
That's wonderful. So I know this is kind of a little bit beyond year round, but what happens if families live outside of the area and they want to honor their loved one that's in one of your parks. Do you have anything that you can do for that loved one or for that family?
Well, if someone were to call us and mm-hmm. ask us to go out to place flowers, we certainly will do that, because I do have families that will call and ask for a local florist, mm-hmm. and they'll tell us who their loved one is, and the flowers do get delivered to the cemetery.
That's
and then
wonderful.
We will take them out and place them on that particular grave for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I can only imagine that that really is predominant when it comes to veterans, because obviously
yes.
if you have a veterans cemetery, it may not be that the family lives here, you know.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, Dan, how do we reach you, and what are the best, I guess, time if I was going to go to Abbey View or Evergreen Washelli, mm-hmm. what's the first step that I need to do to reach there? Is the office is right there? What?
Yes, at our main location down on Aurora Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, the office is located on the west side of the street.
Okay.
So you could certainly go in there to find a location, because we have well over 100,000 people interred at that location.
Mm-hmm.
For Abbey View, we also have an office, so you could certainly stop by our office and we will help you locate the loved ones.
And you mentioned something about volunteers. If you want to volunteer, who should you call?
If you would like to volunteer out at Abbey View to help us place some flags, you can certainly just call my office at 425-483-0555 and come on out. It's a great experience for the kids, and to be able to do that and help honor our vets.
I can only imagine. Okay. Dan, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and all about Memorial Day. We are very, very excited to be working with you, as you're going to be now a frequent contributor to the Answers for Elders radio show, and we're going to be talking about in the future all ways in which we can honor our loved ones. So thanks again for being here, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Suzanne.
This has been a special presentation of Answers for Elders featuring Evergreen Washelli. For more information about Evergreen Washelli, their website is washelli.com. That's washelli.com.